Hi, this is Rudy with Milestone. How are you today?
Good.
Just so you know, we finance businesses.
Okay.
All right, so if you've looked at financing in the past, we're going to provide you with the most profitable options to help you grow and expand your business.
Yeah, everybody say the same.
That's what we're going to definitely do. So we're going to go ahead and get you 100% of your monthly revenue, sir. You said everybody says the same, right? What happened? Why haven't you got financed yet?
No, because they have ridiculous fees and stuff. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Ridiculous fees? Like in what kind of way? They don't give you the rates and terms that you're looking for, sir?
No, I have already a good, I have a Bluevine as a credit, line of credit,
uh-huh.
And I have PayPal. But I guess those are pretty much the only one that decent. Everything else is crazy numbers.
All right. Right now, do you have any loans?
Yes, I still have Bluevine and PayPal, yes.
But you're paying those, right?
Yes, of course.
All right, perfect. So if you look, this is how this works. What I do is I qualify you, okay, I get you approved within the next 24 hours. I guarantee that I'm going to get you approved, but I need for you to fill out this application that I'm going to go ahead and send out to you, okay? And I need for you to upload 4 months of your business bank statement so I can confirm that you qualify, okay, in the price, in pretty much what you make a month in revenue, okay? You make more than $10,000 a month, sir?
I make 50, yes.
50.
Mm-hmm.
And how much would you be looking for, Michael?
30, maybe.
30? Okay, give me 1 second. And the loans that you have right now, who do you have them with, sir?
Bluevine and PayPal.
Okay, Bluevine and PayPal, right? How much do you owe them all together?
About 50.
About 50? All right, perfect. And what do you guys do out there, sir? At Clinic Avenue? Is that 503 Clinic Avenue?
No. So you're talking about my construction company. It's a different story.
All right, what's the name of the company?
It's Best Value Properties.
Okay. Best Value. Is that like a real estate agency?
We do appraiser. We have, it's a DBA Accurate Valuation Services. So we do appraiser for the bank. We do the values for the house, for the, you know, we work for the banks.
Okay, you do pretty much BPA approvals, right?
No, we do appraiser, valuation.
Appraiser.
You know, when you want to buy a house, you want to know the value.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what
yes. All right, perfect. So how long have you been in business?
18 years.
All right. And do you have any partners?
Me and my wife.
Okay. And what will you be using the money for, sir?
You know, for working capital and payroll and the marketing, you know, trying to grow it.
So I send out the email right now. Can you take a look at it?
No, I can't. That's why I'm on the speakerphone, because I'm working. I cannot
All
really
right.
do anything.
And Michael, how soon would you need the money, sir?
As soon as we have a decent terms.
All right. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to have one of my underwriters go ahead and give you a call. I sent out the application. It's going to come from Rudy at Milestone Capital Funding. All right. I need for you to send out the application, fill it out. If you don't have time, what you can do is you can just upload the bank statements and I already submitted your order. It's in the file, and I will go ahead and submit your bank statements in the file confirming that you make more than
$10,000. First of all, send me an email with your information so I can see if I want
it. It's already there. I send it out to you. Is it at michaelbitton@yahoo.com?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. Yeah, so it doesn't say anything like about your email bouncing, so that means that it's already in your email. I already sent out the application. I need for you to fill it out, take a look at it. Okay, our underwriter is going to go ahead and get in contact with you, sir. Okay, so just be expecting a call from one of our underwriters, Michael, so we can go ahead and get you approved. If you haven't gotten approved before, we are going to get you approved now. Okay, Michael?
I have approvals, but they're bad approvals.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. Well, the rates. We're gonna. You know, I've never had any of my customers complain about the rates or the terms that we have to offer them. We always come into a great agreement. You know, where it's mutual profit. So don't worry about that. Okay.
Yeah, but I don't see any of your. I don't see your email.
You don't see the email. I send it to michaelbitton@yahoo.com.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, sometimes when Yahoo, it gets rerouted. That's like the only email address that it gets rerouted to the spam. Yahoo. We're trying to update that little inconvenience right there, Michael. Did you receive it already?
No.
I sent out three. Check your spam. Check your inbox.
I checked the spam. Nothing yet. Okay.
All right. Let me make sure I got the spelling correct on your email. Is that Rudy@milestonecapitalfunding.com?
No.
Let me make sure I got the correct email. That's michaelbitton@yahoo.com.
Yes. Nothing yet. Not spam and not regular.
Wow, I'm sending it out right now, Michael. Is that in capital or lowercase?
No, regular, lowercase. Usually everything is lowercase. It doesn't.
Because I sent out the email already three times.
Yeah, so maybe it's gonna take some time. Usually, and I'm run on a computer. I'm always trying to check and. Nothing.
All right. Well, either way, our underwriter is going to go ahead and get in contact with you. I already sent out the email. You should be able to get there. When our underwriter gets in contact with you, go ahead and talk rates and terms with him, okay? I'm going to tell him to call you right now. But remember, Michael, I cannot have you approved without the bank statements, okay?
Yeah, but you guys, again, looks like you guys shopping. You know, why the underwriter is going to call me?
Because you want to go ahead and get the best rates and terms, sir. All right? He's going to go ahead and get into details with you. Sorry?
He doesn't have any information. He shouldn't call me before he review everything.
That's why he's going to go ahead and talk with you, because you do qualify with the 50 grand that you make a month.
No, I know, but this is only that's easy, just based on information. But it's more involved than that. That's why they have an underwriter, so they know. Have to look and see.
Okay. Did you receive the email?
No.
Do you have another email where I can send it out?
No, I don't have any. I have another email, bestvalueproperties@yahoo.com.
Let me try it there, sir. That's
best value. Please. I'm gonna switch to the other email.
All right, so I got bestvalueproperties@yahoo.com, correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Let me try it in that email. I don't know why you didn't receive it in the other one. I'm sending it out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Best Value Properties. There's the emails out. Did you get it, Michael?
No, I don't know what's up with the email, but I get so many emails since I talked to you, but I didn't get yours.
It's going to come from Rudy at Milestone. Look for Rudy at MilestoneCapitalFunding.com.
Yeah. No, I see nothing. I went back to Michael Beaton to see.
Check your spam.
Nothing. Spam, the last one I got, 11:15 a.m. The regular email I got, the last one, 11:26. So I'm getting emails, but not from you. I'm going to go back to Best Value, other account, and see.
That's where I'm sending it to Best Value.
Yep. The last one in Best Value, I got 11:15. And spam. No, 10:40. One second.
All right. Michael?